Oshu. Welcome to another episode of the Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Joe Biden.
Oh, God.
What's up, everybody?
Jesus.
Hello. This is Heidi.
What's up, everybody? It's Timmy Two Time in the House. What's up, everybody? I don't need no goddamn script or fucking card. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey.
What's up, Heidi?
Hey.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeremy. Welcome to our world.
Oh, shit, Sully Saw. I'm heated. I know you are. We got a lot of shit to talk about. What's going on over there in Pittsburgh? A
lot of shit going on, not in Pittsburgh, but all over the world. The leftist governments are pushing their citizens to the brink of war as new lockdown mandates loom. I am serious, folks. The people, France, England, Haiti, Canada, Cuba. And even in the United States, man. And if you guys didn't know, Diaz Canel Singao, fuck the regimen, man. I love seeing these posts all over Twitter, all over social media. New reports coming out of Cuba. People are starting to fight back against communist dictatorship. I even saw some freaking boats. I don't know how real this is, but I saw some boats from Florida heading towards Cuba. And I was like, there's got to be some guns in some of these boats. Anyway, also, Apple plans to roll out a new emoji. And we're going to... This is hilarious, dude. Is that of a fat Steven Seagal with a bad case of diarrhea. I don't know what the fuck. But we're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The fat Steven Seagal.
The Salty Show.
.com. Well.
What up, Mike?
What's up, guys?
Hey, did you hear about the 911 call in Florida?
Cuba, Mike.
No. Tell us about the 911
woman called because her a woman called the Florida whatever 911. She upset her husband. And when the police showed up in the middle of the street, there was laying a set of abs.
What?
With a big old long black penis attached to the end of it.
What?
Apparently her husband came in and caught her writing this thing. Really?
No.
What? Oh my God. Okay. So I wish I could show everybody the picture. Yeah. Wait, hold on. I wish I could show everybody the picture here. Here. Hold on.
Oh my God.
See? It's huge. Uh-huh. It's like I'm going to send you a screenshot, Saul, because you got to see it.
Jesus.
That looks like a mold of chocolate.
Could you imagine though? So the police showed up. The police showed up to find out like what was going on and what the disturbance call was about. And her husband was angry because he walked in and he caught her writing this thing that I just sent you a picture of.
Okay, but why would he be upset? I don't get why he would be upset. Like, okay, well let me look at the picture
first.
Because she's not giving it to him.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. that's like half the torso.
So apparently they have these things like everywhere. You can find them everywhere now. They have a including vagina on the streets, one that looks like that. That's like the they're huge. They're like huge like that. And mounted. Dude, so all you have to do is like
his reaction.
Okay, hold on. No, hold on, because I'm looking at this and the cops are everybody standing around just staring at it at the floor at the ground.
I'm not touching it.
You know, one of them went up to it and just smacked it to see if it goes back to the
He's like, you know, that's evidence, right?
Doing. Doing.
Oh my God.
Slinky.
It's huge, right?
Oh my God.
That's what she said.
Wow, dude. That's
not normal.
But at least, I mean, she knows like what she wants.
He's still trying to.
Jesus Christ.
He's still trying to process it.
I mean, like, at that point, you know, might as well get the whole dog. You know what I mean? Like at that point, you already. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, Mike.
All right.
Yes, Mike.
All right. Well, there you go.
Right, so, thanks for that distraction.
With everything going on with Cuba, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cuba.
Yeah, with Cuba.
We're gonna get talk
all
about
I can,
Cuba.
All I can think about is Scarface.
Mm.
You know,
like
I,
the scene when they first start and they all go to the you know the holding camp.
No.
You know, like when they you ever see Scarface?
No,
I have not like seen Scarface. When they all come off the boat.
Either.
Oh, this is a good
right.
Movie.
They put him in like in this park, but it's like a detainment center almost. Even though it's not called that, but you know, basically it's all the refugees put into this park and they have tents set up and everything. And one of the communists that got exiled, Ravanga. So I just keep thinking of that scene when they go to kill him, and you just hear Ravanga. Because right now they're getting ready to, they want to go kill these motherfucking communists. You know what I mean? So okay. Well, I just got all that shit in my head where they're just going around and just fucking scalping motherfuckers.
I wouldn't doubt it. Look, so okay, a few developments happened throughout this week, last week, from the islands south of Florida, right? And I don't know if we might get into the whole Haiti. I don't know. Because the president was assassinated. If you guys... Mm-hmm. So
he denied the vaccine, and all of a sudden he died.
Yeah, that whole shit in its own is a whole podcast. But we, you know, I didn't prepare for that one. What we did prepare for was for what happened in Cuba. Now, what it's looking more and more like is that Cuba is wanting to start a civil war. What's interesting is the timing to me, and this is where I'm like, this is weird. Right, because if you think about everything that's happening, because this may be linked to also what happened in Haiti, right? Because you have some Colombians, you have the issue with the drug trade. Again, I saw so many conspiracy theories online, and I don't know what to believe. That's the honest truth. However, the timing of this is weird, and so one thing you got to question yourself. And we're going to talk about what Biden said about that whole thing. We're going to talk about that, but. One thing that the media and the White House specifically came out saying, as soon as you heard, you know, Cubans are rising up and there was video. That's one of the beautiful things about social media, right? As much as we hate them at this point, they really can't control when things just explode. They can do it after the fact. And that's what they've done. However, the initial shock of it and the videos that were coming out and some of these links may not even work anymore. This is how bad social media is trying to suppress this, what's coming out of Cuba. So the media and the White House, the first thing that they did is they try to come out and paint it as a protest because of lack of vaccines. I'm not kidding to you. There's protests in the streets of Cuba. People are yelling libertad, liberty, fuck communism, you know, Díaz-Canel Singao, you know, fuck the regiment. They're against this communist dictatorship. And what does the White House and the media come out saying? Well, we have, here are Cubans protesting against their government for their lack of, you know, a medical care and for the lack of vaccines. A fucking bold-faced lie. You're right. Okay. So let me first show you this video to set it up for you. Again, I'm sorry if some of these links don't work. So here are the initial videos that started coming out. Oh, God. Hold on. I always hate this shit. All muted. So they're screaming libertad.
And so I...
Yeah, go ahead.
The media and the White House are saying it's because there's no vaccines. Yeah. They're not holding any signs saying we need vaccines or syringes or anything like that.
Right.
So...
yep.
For the longest, I mean, everybody knows that they want freedom. They've always wanted freedom.
Yep.
Because in a communist society, there's the haves and the have-nots. There's a lot more of the have-nots than the haves.
Right.
So they're tired of it. But if you get enough of the have-nots, the deplorables, they can overturn the government. So for the White House to come out and say, out of their faces and say, it's because of COVID and vaccines. Like this whole COVID thing, they for 5 days, they kept getting asked about communism.
You know, like,
the press secretary, she dodged it for 5 days. Even Biden, like they kept dodging it. And finally, like, oh yeah, communism's bad. But you know, it's the authoritarian government that they really don't like. Right. And like they had to backtrack because they realized like, oh shit, and I keep telling this to Nelson. If you want to gain Hispanic votes and take over Florida, you need that Cuban vote. Right now, the White House is stuck between a heart and a rock place, a rock and a hard place, due to the fact of, right? You like that?
Yeah. I like the rock place.
I rock the rock and a hard place.
Right? Whatever. They're in a sticky situation because they're trying to spew this, you know, this communist shit in America, even though they're not calling it that, you know, it's for, you know, domestic terrorism. So they're trying to go this way. But now you have this big uprising down here, and they're all saying publicly on in Miami, on Florida radio. This communist shit in Cuba, you ain't getting that vote.
So, okay. So that was when you first told me that they were an uprising in Cuba. Mm-hmm. I couldn't help but think, is this the optimal time for that? I think it would have been a lot better if they had done it when Trump was in office, because Trump would have helped them.
Yeah.
Biden isn't going to do shit.
Yep.
Am I right?
No, yeah, you're right. But
Trump would have been like, you're right, let's get rid of this communism. Well, 20 miles off the, right, but the Castro coast.
But Castro's brother just stepped down. Like a couple months ago, I believe, right? They had an election, and the guy that won is still an asshole,
quote unquote.
But so that's where a lot of that comes into play. Well, so, no, it was under the Castro regime up until recently.
Yeah, look, you're right, Jeremy. If they had done this during Trump, it would have been a slightly different story. I don't know if Trump would have sent troops, but at least Trump would have come out hard against the regime and would have said, you know, we're watching you. You know, he would have said the same thing that he said to you know, Kim Jong-un and to the, you know, what was it? To Syria, you know, don't fuck with us. You know, don't do something stupid.
Gaddafi?
You know, exactly. Or no, was it Libya? No, it was Syria.
Yeah, fuck around, find out.
Fuck around and find out. Exactly. Those are the same exact words he said. but I want to say this. Okay. So this is happening. And one thing to Tim's point is that the White House, the foreign whatever, or the, what was his name, Tim? The guy who came out and said, Cubans do not come to the United States.
The guy that runs DHS, that's letting everybody through the border down south.
Yeah.
He basically said to the people of Haiti and Cuba, do not come. You will be turned back. You will be denied and forced back. Yeah.
You're not going to vote for us. Like, so don't bother coming.
Exactly, exactly.
And the guy's a fucking Cuban. The guy's a Cuban immigrant. Came here on a boat, fled his family, fled communism, and he's turning his back on the Cubans.
He's making his money. What does he care about, like, the other Cubans?
These people don't care about these people, Tim.
They don't care at all about these people. They just want them to vote for them.
Yes,
that's exactly all they want. So they don't give a shit about you.
You give Mark Rubio one more week, you will never see a Cuban Democrat again. Give him one more week, because the White House ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
And he's been hammering this.
And I
love it. I don't like Mark Rubio, but look, keep the people's minds open.
If you look at Biden's first response, as Tim was saying, you know, the administration, one of the first tweets that Biden put out as soon as this shit broke, he tweeted out supporting the protests. But again, he puts in there, you know, we're all for you against this fight against COVID. What? Again, because they were trying to sell it. This has a vaccination issue. Now, the news media, again, was then tried to blame Trump, right? The whole thing that was happening in Cuba was Trump's fault, because, you know, Trump didn't work with them to, you know, roll out the vaccine and what? Again, dude, this is why I know this is coordinated, dude. The media, the social medias, giants and the Biden administration, I'm going to show you videos. They're coordinating, dude. And this is one example that I can tell you how they were coordinating. Jen Psaki comes out and says that they meet with the social media giants about, guess what? Disinformation and misinformation. And they go through the talking points. Now, one of the questions was that she says, one of the points that she says is, that they mentioned to social media was, hey guys, if there's a person who is on Facebook and putting out misinformation, why are they still on the other platforms? Meaning that the Biden administration wants the social media giants to collude with each other to remove people who are spreading quote unquote misinformation. So the conservatives, rightfully so, come out saying, Whoa. Who decides what is classified as misinformation? Because And Jen Psaki was asked about this. She was pressed on this because they asked her, okay, about a year ago, your administration was saying, and Fauci was saying that anybody who came out and questioned the vaccine and said that it came from Wuhan, China, was Asian hate. You remember this. The social media giants tried to quell anybody who tried to blame it on China because they said, well, that is borderline, you know, Asian hate. Therefore, we're not going to allow it. And they removed people from their platforms because they questioned it. Now it turns out, no more than a year later, here we are. And the Biden administration has basically said, looks like it came from Wuhan, guys. So if the social media giants at that time had colluded and coordinated with each other, what was considered misinformation back then and conspiracy theory back then is now truth. Okay, so
another one.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's another great example of misinformation. Hunter Biden's laptop. That was a big bombshell this week that came out that the attorney general in Delaware purposely withheld any information about it because he didn't want to help Trump's cause. They said that. The guy said, I did not want to help Trump in the election.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Jen Psaki came out and said, oh, this is disinformation. All the generals and everybody said that this is not a legit story. It's not a lap. It's not a unique. It's not authentic. It's not his. This is misinformation. NPR came out and they censored the story. Remember, they censored the story on Twitter and everything from the New York Post. They actually banned the New York Post for like 10 days up until when the election was over. And they're like, oh, yeah, the story was legit. And then the information came out this week saying that the attorney general or Leslie was holding it back because he didn't want to help the election in Trump's favor. So you did not want to do it.
Arrest him for treason.
But yeah, this is what I'm saying. But Jen Psaki said it was misinformation. And then it comes out, oh, no, it was legit. Like, wait a minute. How are people believing anything that these fucking people say? That's where it's like, wait a minute. If you're lying about a laptop, what the fuck else are you lying about?
Everything.
So bringing it back to the whole Cuba thing, because the whole thing that happened, the news that broke out last week about Cuba and the support that people that it, a lot of celebrities. I mean, who was the biggest one? Maybe
Mr. Worldwide,
Pitbull. You know, even came out and says, hey, guys, this is not a left or right issue. This is a freedom. This is a liberty. We all need to stand behind this. And I hope he sees how the left treated this, because let me show you this video. This is during the time when the first wave came out of this news, the media quickly started saying they need vaccines. It's about healthcare. Meanwhile, the people are in the streets clamoring for liberty. And here is one person telling us what it is that they're oh, of course, not available. Motherfuckers.
This is how you know they're lying.
Right.
When you are censoring they suppress a video saying, I want freedom.
Yeah, they're suppressing. They're suppressing.
TikTok is communism.
All right, so hold on. Sorry. That's not it.
It's
that's
amazing
not it.
How they're well, suppressing the First Amendment, like what people are fighting for. Liberty, First Amendment, all this shit. Yeah.
So this protester was asked, right? What is it? What are you protesting about? He's like, we're protesting for liberty. Well, what do you think about what, you know, the White House and the Biden administration is saying that this has to do with vaccines? The guy's like, it's a lie. There's like nobody here is concerned about vaccine. This is about liberty. Don't look at what people are chanting and people are screaming libertad. So then, like Tim says, Jen Psaki, the twat, was asked, she was confronted about this, right? And she, instead of saying, hey, guess what? You know what, guys? We jumped the gun real quick on this one. Looks like the people are actually talking about freedom and not healthcare or vaccines. No, she doubles down.
On Cuba, you're talking today about how some of these protests are inspired by people exhausted with the government. Why is it that yesterday the State Department was saying that this was all happening out of concern about rising COVID cases?
Well, I would say first that the protests were just happening yesterday. We're still assessing what is motivating and, of course, and driving all of the individuals who came to the streets. But we know that when we say exhaustion, the manner by which the people of Cuba are governed, that can cover a range of issues, whether it's economic suppression, media suppression, lack of access to health and medical supplies, including vaccines.
There are communism
and voices we're hearing from people on the ground who are protesting.
So when these protesters are yelling freedom and enough, there are people within the administration who think they're saying freedom from rising COVID cases.
Again, I would say that when people are out there in the streets protesting and complaining about the lack of access to economic prosperity, to the medical supplies they need, a life they deserve to live, that can take on a range of meetings. There's a global pandemic
right now. They
really
do just live in their own little world, don't they?
Don't have access to vaccines.
Hey, look, she goes on and
she's
on.
She's a good liar.
They're tone deaf, Jeremy. They're tone deaf because, again, and I want to show you this. We need to put this, the contrast, because, see, they're completely tone deaf on what the people in Cuba are saying. Here is a Cuban law enforcement official taking young men away who were protesting, dude. So it got so bad, okay, that the protests were, because again, social media helps this. People in America were watching, Cubans in America were watching. Even I was laughing at a picture or a video that Tim sends me. One of the restaurants we were at out in Miami, Versailles, like that whole street was full of people. I forget what the name of the street is, but, and I was like, damn, I'm like, we were there. And all these people are excited because finally, you know what I mean? Like people are rising up. And when I tell you that they're rising up, Jeremy, these people are fighting with stones and sticks. I'm not kidding with you. That's all they have to fight with. Okay. Now here is the White House saying, well, it's because they want better health care and because of, what? No, they're fighting communism. Okay, so let me show you this.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's talk about that one real quick. I do remember, about a year ago, 2 years ago, the communist Michael Moore did a whole documentary about how great Cuba's
healthcare
is. Oh, yeah. They have socialized healthcare.
Socialized medicine is the greatest.
They have socialized medicine. So why would they want COVID vaccines if if they have socialized medicine, the best in the world, because that's what everybody says. Michael Moore said it, you know, and Michael Moore would never be wrong and never skew it in the favor of the communist regime. Mm. Right.
Right.
You're a hypocrite. And here's the thing. I can't wait for somebody just to lose it and say, you dumb cunt. They need to call her a dumb twat in that fucking thing. Because you know what?
They'll be kicked out.
Who gives a shit? I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're so, an evil twat.
It is evil, Tim, because see, to me, when you do this, you're defending evil. The White House today, right now, Biden came out and said communism and communism specifically is a failed system. Oh, okay. He was forced to say that, but everything, the way that they talk it, I'm going to show you these videos, folks. It's the same goddamn language. But before I do, I want to show you this one. Cuban law enforcement officials taking away young men. Now, we know this happens. And how do we know this happens? Because when I was young and I hear stories about Central America, when communism was expanding towards all of Central America. And, this is how we were able to get amnesty in the United States was because, communism was spreading under Che Guevara and Fidel Castro throughout the Americas. I'm talking about Che Guevara going to Guatemala and selling his communist bullshit ideas. And people bought this shit. And the way that they talked, it's the same goddamn language. Now, I'm going to show you this video because I heard stories about this, that government officials going to homes, getting 15, 16-year-old young men and forcing them to fight against their own families. Okay? Here is a video of a young man. Oh, see, again, dude, this is social media censorship. I told you this was going to happen. Sorry, they are taking these videos down. Now here's one thing you got to, unfortunately, I can't show you because the image is worth 1,000 words. But it's heartbreaking because literally the family, all women, standing in between all these armed police, Cuban federal police in Cuba, pleading, crying, clinging on to their kid, to their family member, and the police just dragging the kid out, beating him. So when Tim says that this is evil, it is evil, folks. What the Biden administration is defending, instead of coming out and saying the people want liberty, socialism has failed. These same bullshit ideas that we're trying to sell to you, if they were honest, what they could say is, look, nobody's been able to implement socialism correctly like how we want to. That's what they should say if they're honest. But they don't even want to admit that socialism has killed hundreds of millions of people, folks. It has.
About to kill half this country. Yeah. Well, and that's the the real kick in the dick with all this, right? And I wish I had a better way to talk because I curse a lot, and I know that's probably not good for listening.
No, I don't give a fuck. I need to say something about that, Tim, because I've had a couple people lately reach out to me and tell me, I like your show, but you and you know what? And you know what I say to that? Then don't fucking listen to my goddamn show, okay? This is called The Salty Show. And if you don't fucking like, no, I'm angry. No, and to me, people who reach out to me, and look, I respect you. You go to church, hug your Bible. I love that. Great. That's not me. I'm going to do this my own way. You do this your own way. You go and you pray in private and God help you. Okay. All right. But if you're not going to be vocal about these ideas and you're not going to be passionate, I'm sorry, man. I really am. Because it got me really upset. And I'm sorry I had to cut you off. But it really annoyed me when somebody's like, I wanted to listen to your show. But if you only. No, fuck you. Don't listen. Stop listening to my. I'm serious. I'm done.
I hear you. So what's really, really disturbing about all this is you have the AOC. I call her the AOC. She doesn't even get anything. She's the AOC.
The thing.
She comes out and says, we're here for the people of Cuba. But then she turns around and blames the United States. She goes, we need to lift the embargo on Cuba. This is why they're protesting.
Oh, wait a minute.
If you lift the embargo on Cuba, none of that goes to the people. All that money and oil, everything you want will go to the communist government and make them stronger.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Communist dies when the country runs out of money.
Came out. So
that's how you get rid of communism.
Yeah.
You let it work.
You bankrupt them.
You bankrupt them.
Because that's what Trump was doing.
That's what happens to communist countries.
Yeah.
So you don't want to give them more money. You're just prolonging the inevitable.
So when Obama opened up where you can go to Cuba, Americans were going to be able to go to Cuba, which he did. And Americans started going and then Trump killed it. But if you give them the American tourist dollars, you're making a communist country stronger. That is 60 miles or 90 miles off the coast of our country. If you're trying to stop the spread of communism, you fucking kill it. Because if you make it stronger, now it can go into Mexico. It's got the money to, you know, it's the cockroach. It just spreads. Because when you take people that are poor and you tell them, we'll give you everything like you're seeing here, right? Hey, you guys are down and out. Here's more money from the government. Don't go back to work. Don't do this. They're implementing communism without people realizing it over a fucking virus with a 99% thing. But all these people are coming out in support of Cuba, but spinning it, and people are calling them out on it. So when BLM's like, oh yeah, they're, you know, whatever. BLM tried saying it was race, you know, they're, you know, all the white people own the white Cubans own. I don't know what the fuck they were trying to say. Black Cubans came out and said, fuck you, BLM.
Yeah,
they should. I guarantee those videos have all been censored. They said, fuck you.
Look,
Cuba, they were like, this is bullshit. You are a Marxist organization. You are a form of communism.
This is social media. Again, you guys have seen two videos. And I knew this was going to happen because this is what they're doing. They're removing videos. Okay, so going back to the point of it's sometimes, you know, the money that, because what happens is families come to the United States, you know, especially in these leftist socialist governments, they come to the United States and they have compassion. And I understand it because my own family, we do it. We send money back to Guatemala, right? Because we want to help family that's still out there, you know, people who you know, there's need in the world. I get that. I do. But I saw this video and it made me reflect. A friend of mine sends me this video and it made me reflect and it made a valid point. And it's a young woman I think she's from Nicaragua, one of those countries that the left is, you know, slowly taking over. Same goddamn bullshit that, you know, Bernie Sanders, the same talk. And she says something that, you know, she's like, I stopped. I'm done sending them money. And the reason she stopped was because she learned that they were leftists. Okay. She is sending her family money, and these people support the very goddamn government that is keeping them poor. Okay. And so she, you know, and so when I started reflecting, I mean, you know what, maybe sometimes are these remittance payments that are sent back subsidize this bullshit. We do sometimes when we do this. So if you're an American sending money back to Cuba or these countries, you should ask yourself, am I supporting these corrupt ideas that keep these people in power? There are many leftist sympathizers in Cuba. There are, folks. And these people keep these regimes in power. And I believe that if as soon as, like Tim says, as soon as you stop sending that money, or Jeremy says, as soon as you stop sending them money, these people, their power dries out. And so what I think is, if you support leftist bullshit, right, or if you're sending money to your family who supports this leftist bullshit, you should stop. And the reason I say this is because they should live in the same goddamn squalor that the rest of the country is forced to live in, right? Because what happens is that, again, family sends money back there, and these people can have their stupid ideas. Why? Because somebody in the United States, a capitalist society, is sending them money back so that they can have the luxury of having these stupid ideas. So I strongly believe in that point, but let me bring it back. So I want to show you one more video. Hopefully it's not freaking blocked, of somebody. Does this sound like somebody who is clamoring for a vaccine?
Llegó el momento, cojones. Vámonos para la calle. Vamos a luchar por nuestra libertad.
I'll translate what he's saying. He's asking people to go to the streets to fight. He's pleading people. He's like, let's have courage and go to the street. People of Cuba, today is the day. We need to put an end. And he's cussing. Yeah. For those people who don't like cuss words, this is angering. They're wasting us away. Repression, repression, yeah. He's saying down to communism. I needed to play this because again, we're being told this is about a vaccine. Okay? Does this sound like somebody who wants a vaccine to you?
Clearly, yes. He's clearly in dire need of a vaccine. That's exactly what he asked for.
Yes.
Idiots.
So this is my fear, is, again, everybody's an opportunist, right? They see an opportunity in Cuba, right? They see that they want freedom. So someone's going to come in and say, we'll help you get freedom. But then when they get the freedom and they overthrow the government, you know what they're going to do? Implement the same goddamn thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the last people, they did it wrong. Yeah. They did it wrong. We'll do it right this time.
Oh, this, we learn from the first thing
we learn
is,
from those mistakes. We know what not to do now.
The man of the people,
idiots,
is going to get in. The man of the people is going to have a militaristic regime start arresting people again, because, you know, and it's going to be the same shit. They're going to put the same shit in there because they only know corruption. They don't know. I mean, we're no better here. It's just a little bit better. You know what I mean? But they don't know any better. They do not know any better. So the next guy that comes in, guess what? He's going to do the same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
These areas will never be fully liberated. Sorry. Power corrupts.
I would say that, and I don't agree with the fact that we're a lot better. Believe me, dude. You need to live in those countries to know how much way better the America is, despite everything that's happening today.
Right. We enjoy so much. When I say politically, with power.
Okay. So we enjoy so much, you know, peace, prosperity. God, despite the left's constant tearing down of this country, America is so great. And again, going to the point of what social media is doing, dude, this is how the left operates. They're censoring. In fact, just a few months ago, if you remember, they bragged about their censorship. The Time magazine article, you remember this, they had a whole story about how they colluded with each other to suppress dissent. They did. And I want to read to you one of the sentences that's in there, a paragraph. Okay? This is a direct quote from that article. And just to bring it back on them bragging about how they colluded to get Trump out. And it wasn't just the news media. It wasn't just Democrats. It was social media. It was celebrities. It was people in power. They colluded with each other. It was rich people, millionaires and billionaires, who colluded to get Trump out. Let me read to you this. So again, a direct quote from that article, a well-funded cabal with powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies, working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. Again, I'm quoting from the Time magazine, who bragged about what they did to defeat Trump. Again, going on, they were not rigging the election. They this is how they justify it. They were not rigging the election. They were fortifying it. And they believe the public needs to understand the system's fragility in order to ensure that democracy in America endures. So question, if they are this blunt and this outward about what they did to win, what makes you think that the elections were fair? What makes you think that these people weren't willing to go even further and pay people in Georgia, in Maricopa County, to cheat, to put those ballots through multiple times? Again, new evidence coming out, folks. So what I say to my dear American citizens sensitive about my language, wake the fuck up. Wolves have surrounded you. Wake up. Wake up. There's far more important things than the way that I'm sorry, I'm still hurt about this, because people are like, ah, yeah, shut the fuck up. Wake up. Wake up.
Like, Jesus. So, unfortunately, this is, I've been having a couple conversations with a couple friends recently. A couple of my friends are actually getting, they send me shit. They're like, have you seen this? You know what I mean? And I laugh my ass off because no. They're just like, they were never vocal about it. They would always read things, but they would never text about it. They, you know, it don't affect me. Right. That's how everybody felt. Right. I can't do shit. It doesn't affect me, but they beat everybody into submission at this point. You know what I mean? Everybody's back is against the wall because, wait a minute, I got kids going to school now. They're trying to do CRT. They're trying to do fucking teach my kid that you could be a fucking boy when you're a girl, all this shit. Like, wait a minute. This is the job of me, the parent's role, to do this. So you shouldn't be teaching my kids that you shouldn't know, because Scottsdale just passed this because Ducey's a fucking cocksucker. So I was telling Jeremy, Scottsdale Unified School District, they're asking now for you to sign a release that gives you access. The parents now have to disclose their how much they make, their medical history, their information. Wait. And how much gun and ammunition you have in your house.
Nope.
Basically, they are submitting everything because it's called the Select program. So they renamed CRT to Select.
No.
But so, there's a lot of crazy shit going on right now.
This is why,
and people are pissed.
We cannot give them an inch. Any talk about CRT training anywhere? Yeah, exactly. Get your kids out of school. I have a friend of mine who was a teacher, and she's like, I'm trying to get out of the business. I'm done. Because she went to some meeting where that's all they talk about was critical race theory. And she's like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm done. And this is somebody who's worked in that for a long time, and she's done. And I don't know if it's the right thing, but this is what I say. If you're a conservative parent who thinks that you're gonna throw all this money at some Ivy League university for your kid, you're wasting your money. You're wasting your goddamn money. You know, yeah, exactly. And even in the hard sciences now, dude, And when I look at some videos and you, I think this pandemic thing should show us that science, the people who are in the science fields are idiots. They're rolling out idiots. I saw a video of this guy who is a scientist who was asked, what do you, you know, and he's an older scientist and he's like, what do you think about the sciences? He's like, these people aren't scientists anymore. He says the only reason, the only thing that they trust now is peer reviewed papers. He says, he's like, that's it. That's the only thing. That, what about the nuances in you know, when you go out and you do experiments and you learn new things, nothing is set in stone. But these people, he and this is a scientist saying that. So I used to say, well, you know, maybe the hard scientists, the math, some of these things could be helpful. If your son is going, he's going to be some astrophysicist or somebody in the hard sciences, a doctor or a neurosurgeon. Okay, maybe. Outside of that, I'm sorry, Hope, folks. Some of your kids don't belong in these Ivy League schools. You're wasting your goddamn money. You are. And you're just propagating this bullshit. Going along what we were talking about, because they're rolling out indoctrinated fucking robots. They can't think for themselves. They're groupthink. It's like, oh, regurgitate. I mean, yes, exactly. Biden's talking about civil war, guys. You think I'm kidding? He says that the people from that don't want to vaccinate. He equates it to the Civil War.
Everything is the Civil War now with this administration. The insurrection, right. Worst thing since the Civil War. The voting right bill, all these voting
Wait a minute.
Okay, so this is the one, the rioters. Let me show you the one that he talks about. The rioters are worse than the Civil War. This is an attack against the country. Okay, yeah. Let me show you this video, okay?
The assault on free and fair elections is just such a threat, literally. I've said it before. We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not hyperbole. Since the Civil War. The Confederates, back then, never breached the Capitol, as insurrectionists did on January the 6th.
So again, he's saying that the January 6th, quote-unquote, insurrection is worse than the Civil War, because in the Civil War, the South never got into, breached the Capitol. This is the talk, dude. This is the president.
I still have a lot of problems with this. I still have a lot of problem with that January 6th what? Thing. They walked in. They literally walked in.
It's
they
fake, trespassed. Tim. It's fake.
The cops are like, come on in.
Anybody who, look, were there some idiots, conservatives in there? Yeah. But all they were doing was walking in. They were walking in with the crowd. Who was instigating? Who was doing shit?
Yeah.
It was Antifa. This is why they won't reveal the names of the people. That's why I don't believe them. How convenient for you to have this as a way to stop everything that, because remember, Pence was going to stand, supposedly he was going to be like, oh, no, let's make sure that this is a, and then the insurrection happens and everything stops. How convenient. This was planned. I saw what's her name now. There's a lot of Republicans coming out and saying the GOP itself has been infiltrated with fucking weird characters who are now lying, fucking lying. So what I say is, I will never give these cocksuckers January 6th. I'm not giving you January 6th until these people call out Antifa, because Antifa is still burning cities, folks. They still are. Even this weekend, there's videos of this shit. I love the video, though, that came out that Tim sends me. There's some stupid cunt gets fucking shot in the chest with a fucking beanbag or whatever. Beautiful to watch. She gets winded. She's like, beautiful. But here's finally somebody, you know what I mean? But here's the thing. Until they fucking start reporting this and you see this nonstop and you see this as a threat to our democracy, if the media doesn't do that, fuck you and your January 6th bullshit. Lies. Fucking lies. Done. Not. Okay. So again, you watch this guy. He's talking about civil war. Democrats want to introduce anarchy into our system. They are fucking agents of chaos. I always make the comparison. But all they do is they want to do a little push people into fucking chaos. Why? That way, what they're trying to do with January 6th. People look bad and they can come in and say, see, folks, this is why we need to take your guns away, because you guys can't be responsible with them. So we're going to take your guns away and we're going to register because we need to protect you guys. No, no, no. Doesn't work that way. Fuck you. We have the Second Amendment. You cannot take that away. Okay? There were some stupid people. What does that have to do with me? Nothing. So you're not going to come take our guns away, Biden, and this, because this, they're just propagating fear.
Not
and this
one
is,
weapon was confiscated.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Not
how,
one.
How is that a breach?
Weapon.
How is that an insurrection?
Well, that's what everyone's like. But and here's the thing. You know why it's not an insurrection? Not one single person has been charged for insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is very hard to prove.
Single person. Because one of the guys today got hit with the felony charge, and people are like, what? Like 18 months, some bullshit. They were like, really? Felony? Walking around with a flag? Okay. It should have been a misdemeanor trespassing. That's it.
Nothing's
and if you got caught stealing shit out of Pelosi's office or whatever, those are those felonies, because now you're stealing, you know, whatever. Right? But, dude, they trespassed. That's it. They didn't fucking breach anything. They literally walked in the front fucking door. They walked up the steps and walked in the door. That one video of them breaking some windows and shit, dude, those were agitators. They're on the black block. Come on. Right. We've all seen the videos.
It's Antifa.
The true MAGAs that were walking around or whatever. I mean, they're fucking blue collar guys. They look like Joe the Plumber.
Right. But again, no weapons. Look, this is made up, because, and I'll tell you why it's made up. Here's another thing that the Biden administration did this week. They came out saying that they plan to release a list of social media influencers that questioned the results of the election, that and then followed with the whole January 6th insurrection. Okay? Because they're saying that it was these people who questioned it that it led to this. Right? So this is what the Biden administration, they are political prisoners. So Putin was right. Putin was right. I mean, a broken clock can be right twice a day, folks. Putin was right when he said, you have political prisoners. You cannot criticize me, Biden administration. And he was right. The Biden administration today has political prisoners. A misdemeanor being still held to this day. 6 months in jail, folks.
Without trial.
Without trial. Without trial. Some of them can't even hardly are able to see their own attorneys. This is wrong. This is evil. That's why it's a big nothing burger. Because to them, they want to quell. They want to scare people. This is how the left works. And when you look at Cuba. Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
So Ruben Gallego from Arizona, the Congress cuck, he's like, on January 6th, he just came out today. He's like, it was worse than being in Afghanistan. It was worse than war.
My God.
I'm like, what? I'm like, if you were afraid of fucking grandma, fucking granny pants walking in there, fucking looking around and, oh shit, I'm in the Capitol. This is nice. Then you're a pussy. You're a fucking pussy. You're not a Marine. You're a fucking pussy.
All right. So
if those people thought you're fucking pussy.
So
people in Arizona voted for him.
Exactly. Idiots.
Fucking morons.
This is how you know.
Pussies.
This is how you know that the Democrats are very similar to the communists, and this is their ultimate goal. Biden was asked what he thought about communism / socialism, and this is how Biden responded.
Socialism.
Socialism.
What is your political philosophy? Are you a communist or a Marxist?
There is not.
Oh, sorry, communism. That's Fidel Castro.
Or Marxism in our idea. Yeah. Our political philosophy is representative democracy and social justice.
What?
A well-planned economy. There is not.
Huh. Huh.
I've heard that numerous times.
We've heard social justice before. And again, folks, this is in 1950 something. So when the left sells you this idea. Oh, that this is new. We've awoken to, you know, we're enlightened, folks. No, it's the same garbage. That's why Cubans, when they come here and they hear this, these fools talk this way about social equity and social justice, like, that's fucking Fidel Castro. That's Che Guevara. That's that damn goddamn bullshit. That, and here he is. This is Fidel Castro saying, no, there's no communism. There's no socialism in our ideas. We want representative government and democracy and everything. That's beautiful, beautiful words.
You know, and I've mentioned this on the show 100 fucking times. When I used to do our this mentoring program, I always used to ask the kids, what are your favorite subjects? Math, science, English, whatever. What's your least favorite? History. I said, what? Oh, history's so boring. It sucks. It's this. I said, you realize the most important subject to learn in school is history. Because I said, if you do not know your history, history will repeat itself. And here we are. People literally have no idea that Castro ever said shit like this. This is how he got the power. Because what they're doing in this country is they don't label it Marxism. They don't label it communism. They don't label it socialism. They label it BLM. And they use BLM and white supremacy and fucking Antifa. Racial injustice to create social justice, social equity. All that is, and I've said this 1,000 times, when you hear the word equity, equity is communism. That means if you have $100, I split that in half. You get 50 and you get 50. Or let me take it better. You get 25, I get 25, you get 25, you get 25 of my 100. They take my 100 and split it four ways. That's equity. So now if I'm worth 1,000, I'm really only worth 250. Because I had to take my 250 and give it to you fuckers.
I want 250. Of
right.
Your
but
thousand.
Now, but now my wealth went down because, oh, yeah, we got to give you really need to give it to Johnny because he's really no bitch. Yeah. Tell Johnny to go get a fucking job. Everything else. Don't take my money because so I work my ass off of mine.
All right. So anybody can work the question. The question becomes if somebody comes in and takes you 25, 25, 25, 25. What's your motivation to work your ass off to make that next $1,000 that they're going to take?
You can't because if I make $1,000, now I got to give you $250, right.
$250. So where's your motivation?
Zero.
Certainly not to work harder, make more money so that it's Heidi and Saul and Jeremy get their fair share, right?
They want to keep
everything. What happens to the economy when people start adopting that kind of attitude?
It goes down, but the rich get rich because they get the because
they still get their 25.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, the rich always get their 1,000. The rich are exempt from that. Mm-hmm. They got to say you, and you because, you know, you work too hard. So now you got to be fair to this guy because, well, what about you, bitch? No. I'm the one that needs you. I'm helping spread the ideas. So I need the money. I need my money to fund things because I'm the one that's building this building for you to live in. So I can't have that. Fuck you, bitch.
It's not even. Tim, it's not even like that. It would be different if it was like that. No, but you know what it really is? How it really plays out is these people, what they'll say, like you said, to a certain extent, they'll be like, well, we have to remain in power. But that's weird. I don't have a house. Who said I had a house? Pay no attention to the mansion behind me. That's not mine. That's how they are.
Yeah.
They'll deny that they have
live in the hills.
Dude, right now, in that same video that you saw there, and this is happening here with the Democrats because they're saying that there was no fraud. But to the point that the Fidel Castro, back before he was in power, was saying, what? Who's saying that this is communism, socialism? There's no such thing. We're representative government. That's what we want. Okay. And then later on in that video, he's being interviewed by none other than Barbara Walters. One of the Barbaras. And he's being a question because nobody can criticize socialism. Now that he's in power, he doesn't allow people to question. And so then she's like, hey, but don't you guys believe in freedom of the press? And he's like, no, there's no freedom of press here. You know, once he got in power, he was overt. And he's like, no, there's no freedom of the press. You can't criticize what we do. Now, Democrats today.
You're seeing it now.
Look at exactly. Democrats today are very eager to silence any dissent when it comes to the virus, the vaccines, election audits. Democrats and social media platforms are so quick to say, no. You can't dissent. Because that's misinformation. Okay. Look, to your point, Tim, about giving your fair share. I was watching the, I was rewatching the Schindler's List the other day. When I was watching this, I started to research some of this stuff, and there was a quote by, I don't know who this guy is, but Werner Herzog, a German guy. And there's a beautiful quote that he says, not necessarily beautiful, but it's so true. He says, "I fear many in America are now waking up to the fact, as we did in Germany, that one third of your countrymen would gladly murder another one third, while the last third would just watch." This is how, and so it goes to the point that I always say about Jordan Peterson. We like to think that we would be the ones, oh no, I would stand up against, you know, I would not. No. We either would be the fucking cowards or the ones so quick to say this. So to me is, let's not put ourselves in that goddamn situation. Let's allow for liberty. Let's allow, I can disagree with you completely, but I'm not going to ask that you be censored. Democrats don't say, they're like, yeah, no, censor all this shit because that's misinformation and you're killing me because I'm vaccinated 2 times. I got the 2 jabs and you didn't get anything. But you're still a danger to me. Where's the fucking logic in that?
Yeah. You disagree with a liberal. This is them. What? No. And they slam and throw a fucking temper tantrum like a fucking 2-year-old. They throw their fucking legs up in the air and flare. You're not vaccinated. You're going to kill everybody. Yeah. Fuck you. I had COVID twice. You know what I mean? I didn't die. You're not going to die. You know who dies? Fucking sick people. People that have pre-existing conditions. And even them, if you fucking catch it quick, and if they let the right fucking things, the right remedies, you know, not ventilators, but fucking hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, whatever that thing is called. Like, let those drugs go. The Trump cocktail, that worked. My cousin, he got the Trump cocktail. Guess what? A day later, he's like, I feel fucking great. You know what I mean?
Nice. So, what is it, hydroxychloroquine?
No, but whatever the shit when Trump got it, when he got like those 50, yeah, and all the fucking shots. They gave him that cocktail. And
it was a cocktail of antibodies.
Yeah,
and
he... magnesium and all that. Next day, he was like, woo!
Yeah. Look, going back to what you were saying, Tim, earlier... And I think something is happening, and I think the audits today, the audits that have been happening, I think are waking a lot of people up. I, as much as the media tries to suppress this, I'm seeing a lot of people coming out and saying, there's some shit going on here, folks, that the level of cheating that happened was so vast. And so that, what's her name from Arizona? The Senate representative. She's like, I'm done watching all that. I'm done.
Wendy Rogers?
Yeah, she's like, we need to recall our electors. We need to fix this shit. I love it because it's the domino effect. Look, some people look at what's happening and believe that the world, you know, the new world order is coming, right? Some people look at that. And to a certain extent, sometimes I look at them like, shit, fucking these people. When you look at France, China, everybody fucking trying to reimpose lockdowns and it's just suppression of rights. Mm-hmm. But I believe that maybe the opposite might be happening. I think a great awakening is happening, dude. I think Trump won by a landslide. I think he did. If you are looking at what's happening at the audits, they're revealing, guys, massive fraud, massive collusion. And now what's unsettling right now, I know you've been following this, Tim, but for Jeremy and Heidi, maybe. If you guys have been following what's happening in Maricopa County now, not just the evidence that was revealed. They had a hearing today because a lot of people are getting anxious. What's happening? Why is no information coming out? So they had a hearing this past week. But an interesting thing that if just go to Twitter and search for Maricopa County and go and read Maricopa County's Twitter feed. I'm not kidding with you. Go search for this. Read it. They are in full panic mode. Maricopa County, and it's weird because if you go to their Twitter page, it's this constant response to everything that these guys who are with the cyber ninjas, everything that they revealed and that they said. Maricopa County is, I'm curious to know who is the person who's posting nonstop at the Maricopa County Twitter account. And to me, I was gonna get to that, not necessarily AOC. I believe this is somewhere in the fucking White House. Somebody is controlling this fucking account. They've taken over. They said, look, we're going to take over this account. I'm telling you, dude, they're working nonstop to try to answer all these questions You know, that, oh, no, Maricopa County, we did everything correctly. We did all this and we did all that. And meanwhile, oh, yeah, we're going to ignore court orders because no. We never agreed to this type of audit. And they're trying to discredit Cyber Ninjas. They're trying to do all this shit. Meanwhile, Cyber Ninjas comes out and reveals a freaking bombs. They dropped some bombs, dude. And then you're like thinking, well, they said something very, very that was an eye opening for me. And not only did we see the videos, right? They said this is unprecedented, right? To have constant cameras at all these different angles throughout this whole, he said they had petabytes. I think it's like 10 petabytes of video. Okay. He said from the moment that thing left, from the ballots that they left, from where they were at, there was a constant camera. There was a helicopter. There was all this shit following those things that they had. So he says all that is available for anybody who doubts. Go watch this. Go see. And so nobody talks about that transparency that happened there. They're just trying to discredit Cyber Ninjas and say, well, you've never done this. And here you can't show this and you can't show that. Meanwhile, they've been answering. And I find it funny or weird, kind of unsettling, that here's Maricopa County, somebody, whoever's running their Twitter feed, and just nonstop. And it's not like professional.
Sounds like a two-year-old.
Exactly. It's not professional. So, it's weird. Just go read it.
And here's the deal. So when they came out, and I was texting Nelson over this, because like when they got into like the IT stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's what got me, right? Because that's what we do. We right. understand this stuff. So when I see people trying to say that's not how... That's exactly how you're supposed to do a forensic audit. You get the right. I mean, I took NCASE classes. I have a degree in security systems, computer forensics. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like you have to have write blockers and everything. And when they're going, look, this is what we found. We found a query of 37,000 hits at like that fast. They go, that is a red flag. But what we want are the Splunk logs to be able to validate if it was a mistake or not, because we've seen that somebody writes a bad query, right, and it can take down a database. Mm-hmm. So they were like, we just want to know who initiated the query and what were they doing. It's all in the Splunk logs that you say that you have. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm texting Nelson, man, I was like, for the first time in a long time, I said, I got a big chub from IT, man. You know what I mean? Like, I think it wiggled, because it's like you're watching this and you're like, this, because I have one of my best friends is a forensic examiner. So when he's doing his process, I've helped investigations and I've sat with him.
He's a white hat hacker. He's a white hat hacker, right? I mean, an ethical hacker, right?
He's more of a forensic examiner. He doesn't hack. But what I'm saying is every single process they're laying down, I'm like, that's when a company does forensics, that's exactly the process they follow. They capture the logs. They get, you know, they do a forensic, you know, image of the hard drive, and then they give it back because I can query that and look at it, and that forensic image isn't tampered with. Like the original data is not tampered.
So going back to the Maricopa County, whoever is controlling that Twitter feed. Okay, so. One of the allegations, and we've said this multiple times on here, was that the Cyber Ninjas is claiming that the logs that they've pulled from some of these devices, the machines, reveal that there was some router connected to it, right? So then to answer that question, I'm not kidding to you. Maricopa County tweets out a picture, a diagram, an infrastructure diagram of, you know, well, here is how things are connected. Here's the computers. There is no router here.
So it's not on the diagram, so it doesn't exist?
Yes, Jeremy. Yeah, I swear to God, I'm not kidding you. That to me, when I look at that, I laugh. I laugh, dude.
I mean, that's why, I mean, when it comes to this shit, this is what we do. So you're like, oh my God. Like, but we can't give you the router. That they were, but then they say we can't give you the router that it was connected to because it was connected to the rest of the MCO and the cops. And they're like, wait a minute. You're telling us that there was no router connected and that it was air gap, but then you're saying we can't give you that because it would give police information. Like, this thing was not supposed to be connected to anything. So what is it?
Exactly.
So when they use Twitter and Karen Fan and some of the other people, they were like, oh, it's great that you guys are talking about all this, but how about let's go to court and you're going to present this, right? Because you on Twitter, that doesn't make you exempt from anything or show your innocence. Right. We're going to go prove this in a court of law. Here's the log from the router. Where's the yeah. router?
So everything
we don't have it.
Everything that they're saying, say it under oath, Maricopa County. And yeah, first
they
of all,
say it under oath.
And I want to see the person who's posting, not some fucking faceless bureaucrat posting on some fucking Twitter account. Whose fucking name is that? Who is the person that's fucking posting? That's what annoys me about this whole shit. They hide behind a fucking account. And they can, and because they're vicious. If you read how they talk about the cyber ninjas, they're ruthless. All these people, they're discredited. They're this. They're that. It's like a freaking, you know what I mean, like a gossip girl. Right? You know that you're reading fucking girls going back and forth. This is so weird, dude.
26 years doing full on forensics for corporate and the government,
and you're going to try to
process is solid.
Yeah,
the process is solid because they even brought in people to examine the paper. The guy that made the paper for the ballots for 30 fucking years was examining. They had their shit lined up, but they need to try to discredit every which way because they know what's up. And really interesting. So George is going through their shit. And one of the prominent politicians there saw everything that came out. They're like, the whole state needs to be audited. They go, there's a lot of fraud here. Okay. So they're pushing. Wisconsin is now pushing for a full forensic audit. But the reason why Pennsylvania got me, right? Arizona, they get it. Let's say this comes out and they try to decertify. Okay. Might not hold up. That it caused a constitutional crisis to the Supreme Court. They might not hear it. Georgia. Now, wait a minute. They're going to jump onto the case, right? They're going to combine. Well, right there, that's 27 electoral votes. Okay. Electoral votes. Now, Pennsylvania is 20, right? Or 20, whatever it was. That would make over 40 votes that would be put up to the Supreme Court. If they show enough fraud, it'd be like, this was a fraudulent election. If there's 40 that got decertified between those 50. Three, that's why Pennsylvania is important, right? If it was just those three. So you get two. Okay, maybe we can fight that. But you get Pennsylvania? That's where the big boy was, because that's the 20 votes.
Tim.
So now you get those three. Biden's not your president no more.
He's not my president
now. No, but what I'm saying is if the Supreme that went up to the Supreme Court with all that fraud, right? And they presented and said, we're decertifying. It's a
decertify
constitutional
and throw them in jail.
Right. But I'm saying that from the
Tim, I would even say, you know what? If you're a Republican-controlled state legislative body, that on a state that went supposedly red, not just the swing states, those states, if they did an audit, I guarantee you they're gonna find that even in those states, there was cheating that happened. Look, Tim sends me something today that in 2016, President Trump was coming out saying. Because remember how Hillary won the popular vote? Everybody's like, oh, yeah. Well, Trump is not a president because Hillary won the popular vote. And the reason Hillary won the popular vote is because they've been trying to cheat on this since back then. However, they didn't cheat strategically in the right places, right? And they learned from that quote-unquote mistake back then. And they learned, they said, okay, we're going to have to cheat in multiple different areas. And they picked out the places where they needed to cheat. And you know this because they stopped counting. When they stopped counting, there's still today, there's no valid reason why you would stop counting on such an important night. There is none, dude. And so Trump was back then saying there was cheating. They stuffed those ballots is what he was saying. And he was right. Hillary Clinton didn't win the popular vote back then, folks. Democrats have been cheating for a long time. And they knew this because, again, Tim posted on our social media, Democrats themselves coming out saying these systems are very vulnerable. They're prone to be, you know, manipulated. And you're like, but now anybody who questions this is removed from social media, folks. Anybody who questions this is a threat to Western civilization, according to Biden.
So when they, and again, back to the disinformation and the misinformation. So this is why I laughed, because that video because HBO even had a whole, they had a whole like documentary about this last year during the pandemic. Oh yeah. How conveniently they removed it. You can't find it on HBO no more. Okay. And, but basically it backed the claims from all the Democrats in Congress, including our vice president, where she's like, I brought in an expert. And within 3 minutes, within like 30 seconds, they're like, oh yeah, it's act. They're like, you can literally go, like, they were showing how it could be done. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's one thing that's disinformation, because 2 years ago you said it was the most unsecure thing. We got to stop using it, but now it's the most secure thing. Okay. There's a lie there. Okay. Second thing, the vaccine. Mm-hmm. When Trump, during, you know, right up until the election, Trump's touting, we're going to have the vaccines. We're going to have the vaccines. Every single one of them, Biden, Harris, people in Congress, all the blue anons, all the blue checks, they all kept saying, oh, I don't trust Trump's vaccine. If it comes out, I'm not going to take this. It needs to be 100% transparent, blah, blah, blah. They all, right before the election, said, and Kamala even said it during the debate when we watched it. She's like,
yep,
I'm not taking Trump's vaccine. Because he says to do it, if it's safe, he's like, I don't trust Donald Trump's vaccine. Now, all of a sudden, the same vaccine is trustworthy because you're in office and you want to push it down on everybody. Like, I look, Trump, he either was in on it or he got fucking bamboozled by people around him big time on this to implement their plan. Because when they said that, oh, it's got to be transparent, it's not tested, everything we're all saying that we're getting kicked off fucking Facebook and Twitter for, they said, we don't know what's in it. There's no test. There's no trials. It's not going to be ready. So everybody now is a test subject.
Mm-hmm.
We're the trial. And you're an anti-vaxxer. If you don't want to take a fucking emergency, you know,
to me, this is something this where
guy, he was either in on it or
I don't think so.
Stupid to realize what was happening.
I think Trump, he people like to say that the people who support Trump, they're in a cult, and anything that Trump says, the people, you know, are like, yeah. This is a clear example where it's not, where you have Trump, you know, he's been touting the vaccine for the longest time, and yet most of his supporters are like, no, we're not taking that shit. So if it was a cult, the second that Trump said, yeah, you know, and more people need to take it, all his followers would, everybody would be like, yeah, let's take it. So, yes, you know, Trump is charismatic and, you know, there's a lot of people who follow him, but people aren't just following him blindly. And, you know, I think Trump believes that, doesn't think that there's something wrong with the virus. I don't know. I don't go that far to say, like, oh, I don't take it on principle, not because I believe some shit's going to happen to me. I'm not going to take something that I've never taken a fucking flu vaccine, which this is what this is. So I'm not going to start today. Look, today, Biden and the Democrats are so worried about the audits. Go back to this, that they're trying to do everything that they can to discredit. Right. And what they're trying to do is any attempt to rectify the cheating that occurred. Let me read to you what Biden said. Okay, I took down these two quotes, and I'm gonna analyze this. The first one, he said this, and I think this is the one we just heard: an unfolding assault taking place in America today, an attempt to suppress and subvert the right to vote. We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not hyperbole, right? This is what he said. Here's the second quote, and. Listen to the hypocrisy. No self-awareness. In America, if you lose, you accept the results. You follow the Constitution. You try again. You don't call facts fake and then try to bring down the American experiment just because you're unhappy. That's not statesmanship. That's selfishness. These are Biden's words. Again, no fucking self-awareness. Remember how they questioned all the 2016, for 4 years, they said Russian collusion. In fact, in that same speech, and Al Gore was present, and Biden goes on to mention that Al Gore was the real winner of the 2000 election. He had just said that questioning the election was it. And then he says, by the way, Al Gore, you are the real winner of the 2000. I thought it was... what unstatesmanship to question the elections, Biden? And again, this shows you their fucking state of mind. They wanna, you know, they wanna have their cake and eat it too. This is the Democrats today, folks. And look,
hypocrisy.
It is. It's fucking hypocrisy. Let me see if I can show you this. Tim posts this to our account, and I want you to see these numbers. This is all the audit numbers, which are very, it, to me, this is interesting. And I'm going to highlight some of these because, again, this is the Maricopa County. Okay. 3,900 voted despite registered after October 15th deadline. Okay. 11,000 voted who were not on rolls on November 7th, but were on December 4th. Yeah, on December 4th. And again, Biden won by what, 10,000 some votes?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
16,000 voted and then were removed from rolls after election. And this next one is the biggest one. This is alarming. 74,000 mail-in ballots with no evidence of ever being sent. So where did they come from? Who sent these?
Hmm. More importantly, who were those ballots cast for?
We all know.
Yeah, so here's the deal, though. Let's just say you've been living under a rock and you come out and you see these statistics. The first question I have in my mind is, okay, so you have 74,000, basically six times as many votes as the winning candidate won by, right? So you're six times. If you look at those ballots and 99.9% of them are for one side, what does that tell you?
Statistically impossible.
What does that tell you? It's that cheating. Tells you that they cheated. They definitely cheated. So the question is, the election was cheated, faked, whatever, stolen, yeah, stolen, however you want to word it. The question is, which side cheated?
That's what I want to know.
That's what I want to know.
I want to know
if it was the Republicans
cheated.
That put those 75,000 votes in there. I want to know that.
That's what people don't realize.
I want to know that.
This is what nobody's understanding. They think this is a Trump audit. No. I want to know who the fuck cheated.
Yes.
I want to know who's behind it, because half of the Board of Elections is run by Republican with a Democrat Secretary of State, even though all those Republicans are rhinos. But I want to know who was behind this fraud, because there's people that Republicans that lost their race, that won their race by a very small margin. So this is why a lot of them are not saying a goddamn thing and trying to fight this shit as well at the Board of Elections, because a lot of those guys barely won their races.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that Republicans cheat. We know. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. They all cheat. We know this. But to this number, this right here, this total, this is why I'm not worried about the presidency so much right now. That 74,000, that 18,000, that 11, you know how much Mark Kelly won the state by? 78,000 votes. So right there, to me, this was more about, I think, Mark. Everybody thinks that this is about the, I think this cheating was more about the Senate than anything else, because they knew if they can just show Joe Biden winning by a little bit in each one, nobody would question it. They had to get the senators.
They needed the supporting cast.
Right, because they knew if they only targeted so many, because they were like, all right, cool. We need 50-50. Because so, if we get it, right. We got the quorum. So they got exactly how it played out. Like
they cheated the way they wanted to. But the question is, who were those ballots cast for? Who? I want to know.
They know. They need just to put didn't that. They didn't give that info. Because
who did?
Well,
Cyber just knows.
Why
they're going to release it. They're still
right.
Creating that.
So what happens when Cyber Ninja releases this information and you find out that of all these... all of these questionable ballots, and you come to find out that 99% of them were cast for Democrats.
Right.
What happens?
Nothing.
Nothing, because now
change the
laws. You already certified the election. You're going to have to change laws. Then you're going to have to prove it and go all the way up to decertify to the
prove
Supreme
it.
Court. No, not
prove it, what? Look, we just did a forensic audit on
right,
it. We proved
again,
it.
But you already signed the actual certification, and that's bound by the Constitution and the law. So the rule of law.
I don't know. No,
right?
No. It's uncharted territory. It's uncharted territory.
Right, but again, so as there's of right
been
now,
a, there's been elections almost, that have been certified, Tim. Granted,
not
they've
at
been
the,
state,
not at, no, no.
Exactly. So we're
right,
on uncharted
not
territory.
The federal.
Right.
The
so federal, we're on uncharted. Right,
the federal election.
Right, there is no.
The, right
there,
now, the federal election is certified.
Nobody's
right, but
doing
it doesn't
it.
Certification means nothing. look, if there was cheating and they can prove it, it decertifies it. The states have done it. Cases have gone to the Supreme Court for a state level where the state takes it up to the Supreme Court. So they have ruled on that, but they have not ruled on a federal level.
Right. This will have to go to the Supreme Court.
And I think I'm with you, Jeremy. It should go to the Supreme Court. The Arizona needs to fight this shit. We need to fix this today. We need to fix this now.
People need to go to jail.
Texas Democrats
to go to jail.
I'm going to mention this. We're going to close this out because Texas is now passing legislation because what's one way we can do it? If we can't fix it, if it's a long shot and it can't happen, great. Let's fix it for the next time around. But it needs to get fixed. So Texas is doing a lot of things too for election integrity. Right? They had an election integrity bill. Texas Democrats, they fled the state and they went to Washington, D.C. to avoid voting. Okay? the whole thing is like it's an episode of South Park. I'm not kidding with you because... So they get on a plane. Okay. These are the folks that are saying, oh, lockdowns and people, we need to continue the mask. And also they get on a plane with their fucking beer, Miller Lite. Cases of Miller Lite. I'm not kidding with you. This is fucking hilarious. I'm waiting for this to be a South Park episode. So they get on. No one's wearing masks. They're all happy and they're all excited that they're in this private, whatever plane that they take. Okay, they get out there and, you know, they're in front of the camera and they start singing. What was the song that they were singing, Tim?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. We Will Overcome. It was fucking awkward. Some bullshit, yeah. they start singing some, those songs that the slaves used to sing after they were freed the hymns that they used to sing. So they start singing this in Washington, D.C., as to show that they're fighting, you know, because Republicans are trying to take, you know, voting away from minority. This is how they're painting it. And so they go, it's the whole thing's fucking awkward. Now in what is a turn, I think God has humor and I love it. You know, I think it's even funnier than the whole, George Floyd mural wall that the lightning struck it. Three of the Democrats initially it was three yeah. who weren't wearing masks because everybody was criticizing, like, wait a minute, you guys are the
fully
party
vaccinated too.
They're all fully vaccinated and they get on this plane, no masks, and then the world sees this and they're like, wait a minute, you guys are the ones who are saying that we still have to wear a mask on the plane. What the fuck is going on? Okay, they don't wear a mask. A few days later, the three of them result in, they have COVID. And everybody, I'm thinking everybody who was in that plane is going to fucking get COVID.
How many Democrats got on these planes to go?
Was it like 36 of them?
Yeah, I was going to say, it looked
like how many. Yeah, it was like 30 something. Like, I don't know. A bunch of them. I don't know how many. Full. Yeah.
Okay.
So what I find even funnier about that is they get to DC and everybody's vaxxed and, you know, everybody's having a good old fucking time, right? Oh. Mm-hmm. They go meet with the vice president. They go meet with this one. Oh, yeah. Veep. All of a sudden yesterday, Veep
they're gonna give it to
has
Joe.
A routine doctor's visit at Walter Reed that nobody got an update on yet.
Oh, yeah. She's got it. She's got the COVID.
And Boris Johnson over in UK, he has to quarantine again, even though he got it and got the vaccine because he was around somebody recently. And it ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You can vaccinate the entire population. You know what's going to happen? Everyone's going to get COVID, and because everybody's got the jab, it's going to mutate and start killing people even more.
Exactly. It's stupid. It's dumb as shit. Look,
if it was bacteria, it would be different.
Yeah. I heard that Texas passed some sort of resolution over that when they come back, they're going to arrest
them. Oh, yeah. They're going to arrest them.
Well, Greg Abbott, he has the authority to declare their seats vacant. So, look, they have 36 days. That's where I got the 36 from. So they have 36 days to actually return back. If they're not back in Texas within 36 days, Greg Abbott can declare, he has authority to declare their seats vacant and order a special election. So basically he says your seats are vacant now because they have abandoned their job. Look, I think the Republicans need to play offense today. Look, these motherfuckers, they're all in, and so should we. You know, for those of you who have told me, I like your show, but look, folks, I'm sorry. I'm done. No, I keep saying this because if you're so weak and pure that your ears can't handle bad language and you're preoccupied with, I'm so fucking annoyed by this. Just please step out of the way. go sit down. You know what I mean? Like, don't listen to my show, you know, but don't come at me with fucking this telling me that, you know, oh, my pacifist ways are going to, no, stop it. Look, what we do in life, again, I got this from.
It's because of those passive ways that not a fucking thing will happen. Ooh,
thank you. Election. Thank
Wait
you.
Wait a minute.
But
breaking fucking news. And
I love
said,
it.
This is how you're going to get the Democrats back to fucking Texas.
What happened?
You know what just got announced in Texas that they want to do?
What? Mm-mm.
A forensic audit in 13 counties. And Harris County, which counters Houston, where all the whatchamacallits were done.
A lot of
cheating was taking place, and why they're doing these voter integrity bills to stop their bullshit. Oh, yeah. You want to get them back real? Stay in D.C.
Offense.
Do a full forensic audit. I don't need you, homie. I got the Republican governor on my side. I got the AG on my side. I got this. You're going fucking down, homie. Fuck you.
Yes.
Fuck you, you
Every
cocksuckers.
Republican state today needs to do that, because I guarantee Plus you that Arizona is red. Arizona is red. I don't believe it that it went blue.
A rhino.
He is. But again, because these people dressed up as fucking Republicans and people voted for them. It's done. We need to be done with this. We need to play offense. I love what some states are doing. I love Texas. I love what DeSantis is doing. We need more of that caliber of conservative. And I'm here for it, folks. I don't have anything else. Let me see here. You guys want to look at the new emoji from Apple?
You're gonna love this? I already told Heidi she's got to make me a shirt. I'm going to get it with a mask on it and put science.
Let me show you the new... This is the new emoji. I call it the what was his name?
Are they doing all five of them? Or
yeah. No, that's Nacho Libre. That's Nacho Libre.
Oh, wow. Pregnant man emoji explored.
That's me when I got a bad case of them.
Twitter divided. So are they actually going to do that, or are they just thinking about doing it?
Oh,
they're exploring it.
But you know that shit's coming. Though. It's coming, dude. Yeah, men can get pregnant now.
I mean, that's a hernia. Like, that's like a fat guy.
Yeah, is that just a fat guy? Or?
No, but I mean...
That's a big dinner, man. That's, I'm telling you. It's like,
dude, my dad's stomach is that big, and he's got a hernia. My uncle had a hernia that fucking big.
Shit.
They have boobies on it. It's a pregnant man.
I mean, it's not as bad as the guys that tried lactating their fucking baby the other day.
Oh, my God. Those people should be in fucking jail. They should be in fucking jail. It's child abuse.
You literally just had it's your child son abuse, sucking dude. On your titties.
That's disgusting.
Like, that's the grossest shit in the world. They're fucking demented.
Can you imagine that child, dude? That child growing up. Oh, that's evil, dude. That's fucking, that's wrong. That's so wrong. Here's one thing. Like, that we went so woke, and the women movement, the feminists, were so eager to bring this on. Now, they're getting pushed out of every one of their areas. Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, first time they had a tranny. Men are better at women. We can anything we can do. We can do better. Sports Illustrated.
So,
oh God.
I sent this to Nelson.
You played yourself,
like,
women.
I was like, fuck it. I was like, do they really want to go back to the kitchen and have their rights taken away? I'm like, because basically, no. I say that because you're literally letting men that associate being female. They can. Yeah. They got the laws passed to fucking associate as a female. But he's got a dick and he's got better strength than you, so he can go do whatever he wants. He thinks like a man still. He doesn't think like a woman. He's still got the logic, you know, the logic button in there somewhere. So he talks like a man, but he associates as a woman. And now he's taking every job away from him. Oh, the first woman CEO is a tranny. Well, he took it away from you, Heidi. He took it away from you.
I want to know exactly. I want to know exactly how you can say that person has the button of logic in his brain. There's no fucking logic in their brain. That's fine. There's still no logic in their brain.
They still got some fucking man fucking shit in there. I don't understand the science. Until I see a fucking actual real man fucking pregnant that they inserted.
There is no science.
There's no fucking science.
There's none. That's not even entertaining. It's disgusting. It's silly.
It's not biological science. Yes, there's mental science behind it. Yeah, if you want to say mental science, okay, we can have that conversation. But biological, no. There's no biological
mental science. What is a mental science?
You know, like psychiatry about, and all that.
Oh, you tell
where okay. you mentally because well, it's a mental. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the gender mental dysphoria. That's not
right. But that's where they that's their science. That's considered a science now. Oh, the bachelor's God. Of science, fucking psychology.
Anyway, all right, yeah. We are gonna crazy leave it people. There, folks. Let me see if
oh, I'm so if, canceled. Oh my God!
I have funny. I only have one thing for. I guess I didn't put enough.
Hey, you play the Antifa video. Notes. That's the funniest video of the week. The girl getting shot oh. by the cop with the. Oh,
where, did you post it on our thing? I don't have it.
No, I texted it to you.
He sent it to us.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Let me show you this one.
We all saw it.
Let me show you this one. Benefits of being married? I don't remember what this is. Oh, hold on. He's listing out the things that are the benefits of being married. There's nothing on there.
That's fucking hilarious.
His wife.
She whooped his ass.
She attacked him. All right, we'll leave it there. That's why Tim is still single.
Just maybe not after this weekend.
Oh, no, it was no, it the no, Asian no. Asian persuasion.
Oh dear Lord.
Oh, no, shit. No, no, no,
oh, okay. No. Oh my bad. We'll take that out. No, we won't.
Tim tried to pull a full press, full court press over the weekend.
Oh wow. Yeah, Manola. Manuela. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us in some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content, and we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
See ya.
Biden cheated.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Not just Biden.
Hey, guys, no more cussing on my podcast, please.